From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote at the UN Security Council, 15-0, for a resolution written by the United States that will place new sanctions on North Korea. The resolution to place those sanctions on the North is in response to that rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. Those tests show that North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a meeting with North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho Sunday at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. On Saturday, ASEAN ministers expressed grave concern about escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, including North Korea's intercontinental ballistic tests in July and two recent nuclear tests. Authorities in Nigeria said 11 people were killed and 18 others critically wounded in an attack on a Roman Catholic church in the southeastern part of the country, Anambra State. The governor, Willie Obiano, said the attack stemmed from a feud between members of the local community who were living outside Nigeria. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.